This is Diane T. She's the vice chair of the virtual region and liaison to the PIPL committee. So it's all yours, Diane.
Hey, everybody. Diane T. here, great for recovering compulsive overeater. I will also put in the chat a link for this Google document that I'm going to screen share so that all these great nuggets and links that are in there and the photos with all the PIPO projects, public info, professional outreach, will be right there at your fingertips. Okay. OA.org bookstore. Great place to purchase things like this blue 8x10 cardboard poster. It's something like, let me see, $6 US for 20. And they have the little tear-off tabs. And this can be put in anywhere, a doctor's office, a post office, a school, anywhere. There are also things like these small, thick, almost cardboardish cards. There's something like, I don't know, 30 cents a piece or something from the OA bookstore. And I know that when I first came into program several years ago, one of the intergroups that I was involved with, we had purchased through the members' contributions, we had purchased this type of literature for outreach. So in the early days for me anyway, when I was doing outreach, I would just visit a bunch of doctor's offices and pharmacies and different businesses. And I'd say, hey, can, you know, I'm a member of a nonprofit 12-step program that deals with eating disorders. Can I leave some of this literature here for you, your clientele, your patients? And most of them were extremely gracious and took them. So that's a few ways here, right? So this is one of the main ones here, Many Symptoms, One Solution. And again, this is all at that link there, the bookstore at OA.org. Another great one to the parents and concerned adults. And this one here, when should I refer someone to Overeaters Anonymous? This one is great for health professionals. It's a pamphlet, and I believe it's $2. It's also available as a download, a digital download. A great little e-gift for any of the doctors that you visit to help them carry the message to their patients. From the OA.org website, our World Service Organization website, great links here on public information and public outreach resources, policy, literature, videos, social media, audio, like radio clips, print resources, professional exhibits fund. And there's some links there. There's a lot of information. I'm not going to go through all of it. That's why I'm putting some links there for you. Okay, low budget, right? You want to make an impact in outreach, but your intergroup does not have much in the way of contributions for funding to do these projects. Public service announcements, also known as PSAs. Local radio stations and cable television stations, if they have advertising time available, they will occasionally offer it as a service to a nonprofit. That's an option. I know that when I was on the PIPO Committee for World Service, I worked on a pitch that I reached to many countries worldwide, to the largest news organizations like CNN and Fox News, pitching to them about OA, and I attached a 45-second commercial asking them if they would air it in any of their free time that they had designated for nonprofits. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe somebody turned on a TV in Vietnam or Siberia and saw an OA commercial. Okay, there's also Facebook and Instagram ads. Great resource. Here's the front page of the Virtual Regions webpage on Facebook. Now, many intergroups and specific groups or meetings have their own Facebook pages, which you can do for free. Then, if you want to do extended outreach, there's a business section there through what's called Meta, M-E-T-A, where you can do boosts and you can pay for advertising. Claire M, who is chair of the virtual region, is a wizard at this. She has reached, with a fairly tight budget, thousands of people that have come in to the rooms of OA, to our newcomer open houses. They're just amazing. And I'll scroll down in a bit and show you a link where you can go to oavirtual.org and see a slide presentation, step by step, how to go about doing what Claire has done, this magic using Facebook and Instagram. And it's also translatable. There's many languages there that you can translate it to. And here's Claire's info. And again, I'll put this document in the chat. So local television stations. One of the ad campaigns we did in Westchester County, New York, with the intergroup I'm involved with there, one of them, we had an OA commercial televised on several local television stations for 6 months. And that was great. It was just another way to reach the public. Let me scroll down a little from there. Sorry, I'm having a hard time scrolling this thing. Okay, here you go. This is what I was just talking about. Worth its weight in gold. Resources with the slides, all great stuff. There's a new OA commercial, which I would like to take all of 75 seconds and do a screen share so you folks can enjoy that. Also, great opportunity for it to get you thinking and perhaps sharing it with other people.
For many people,
Thank you.
food is a source of comfort. For others, it's a way to escape. And for some, even the thought of food is painful. From overeating to anorexia and everything in between. Millions of people around the world struggle with food. But there is hope. No matter where you are or how you connect, Overeaters Anonymous is a community of people who support each other in their recovery from compulsive food behaviors. If you're struggling with food, OA has your back. Visit oa.org to learn more and find a meeting that works for you.
Okay, so again, that's also on the document. In Region 6, right, OA has 10 physical regions and one virtual. We are the virtual region. Region 6, New England and Canada, we have what's called a PIPO Blitz Fund, Public Information, Public Professional Outreach, which twice a year, intergroups within the region can submit project that they want to have for outreach. And oftentimes, if there's money available in the funds, up to 50% can be given to the intergroup to have the project. The last project that I had applied for, and I'll scroll down and show it to you in a moment, was a local billboard. The total cost was $10,000 for 6 months, and the Blitz Fund covered 50% of that. So if you're in Region 6, great. If you're not, check with your region, see what's available. So back to slim or no budget. You can create mailings and attach flyers for businesses to post. I've done this. So what I did a few years ago, I did a massive mailing in Westchester County, which is a little above New York City. It was about 1,500 local businesses. It's a mailing, a cover letter, and then a printed flyer that they could, if they chose to, put it up on a wall for people to see about OA. And this went to libraries, I think 45 or so libraries, schools, colleges, universities, post offices, police stations, medical facilities, fire departments, mental health facilities, hospitals, pharmacies, and supermarkets. I even had somebody say, "Hey, you know what, Di? I was in the post office last week, and guess what? I saw an OA flyer on the bulletin board." Right? It's all possible. Just thinking a little bit outside the box. We had hired a professional mailing service to print and stuff and send out the envelopes. For about 70 of those recipients, we didn't have on the list for them to send out. I recruited a few sponsees and they sat down and did it. There's all kinds of ways to get these things done. Of course, you can also create your own flyers. These are some of the flyers that I've created. And using only pictures with which you have permission for. You don't want to have your intergroup or service body getting sued because you use somebody's picture without their consent. I love creating flyers and putting them in chats or public domains or media posts because I feel like they garner much more attention. They captivate people's attention much more so than just a few lines of text. And there's plenty of software out there that has free programs. Okay, this was another campaign we did in Westchester County, and I was looking around. I couldn't find the exact picture that I had of the gas nozzle, but with three local gas stations. For those of you who may be familiar with Westchester, in White Plains, New York, again, thinking strategically, okay, what is the most heavily populated area in Westchester? White Plains. And then three gas stations where we had our ad, I created this, put on the gas nozzle, right? There are other options. There's a digital ad above. There's an ad in the store, but I figured, guess what? Anybody who's putting gas in their vehicle has to pick up the gas pump. They're going to see that on the nozzle. So we did that for 6 months at three gas stations. And I'd like to use the same ad repeatedly, so that with consistency, I'd like to think eventually people are going to notice it. For example, there's some coffee I saw in the supermarket, some new brand, and I paid no attention to it until I had this deluge of seeing it everywhere on TV, on Amazon, a coupon in the mail. And finally, it was like I said, okay, you got me. I'm paying attention. I'll check it out. And I think we've all had that experience with at least something. So the same ad that works over and over and over. And then the graphics that I've used, of course, you're welcome. You're more than welcome to use for the open mouth ad that I use for a lot of the campaigns. Just get in touch with me and I can give you the original graphics so that you can take the print out of it and put in your own. I've had a few inner groups do that. This was the recent one, the billboard I told you about that was $10,000 for 6 months, and the Blitz Fund covered half of it. This was in Yonkers, again, strategic location, right outside Yonkers Raceway, where people go to drink and gamble, addicts, bunch of restaurants right there, half a mile from a major highway. This was another billboard. We had across Westchester County in New Rochelle for 6 months. Busy area, Main Street, up the street from Costco. Those of you who know Costco, it's one of those big package stores. And then there's Home Depot, Big Diner, train station, right next to a major highway. So I take all these things into consideration, and then I look at, okay, I contact the various agencies I want to work with and say, what can you do for me that's around X, Y, and Z neighborhood at this time of year? And then I try and work within our budget. I also believe in, my dad used to say, is that the best you can do? So if I'm about to contract for our intergroup, a local ad agency, and they give us a quote. And I remind them again that we're a nonprofit. I say, I click that little click in my throat and I just take a deep breath and I say, is that the best you can do for us? And believe it or not, sometimes it works like a charm and they knock money off. I've also said to them, for referrals, because I've had other intergroups that say, hey, that's great. I want to do it. And who did you work with? I said, okay, we give you referrals. What can you do for us? So they have given us extra time on some of these ad campaigns. Doesn't hurt to ask. The worst that can happen is the answer is no. So billboards, highways, roads, buildings, and of course, finding strategic yet low-cost locations, whatever is in your budget for your intergroup or service body. Another campaign that we did was on houses of worship on their bulletins and newsletters right there. Again, same graphic. There it is again. And I generally run these ads. I like to do like 6 months at a pop. Here's the ad again. This is on placemats in local restaurants, especially in diners. Another 6 month campaign. And a few times we did posters. This was outside a shopping mall in the parking lot. We had another one a few years back, similar location inside the mall. Train stations and buses are another great place to have posters or ads put on park benches or even within the trains themselves. Sanitizing kiosks. I know they're not quite as popular as they were when we were knee-deep in COVID worldwide, but they're still out there. And I know I use them all the time. Going into stores, especially pharmacies or medical facilities, right? They've got those sanitizing tissues to take out. Some of them have a pump of sanitizer. And here would be where your graphic would go. And again, here's ours. Okay, I wanted to share with you folks, bringing this up a little bit larger, and sharing with you why I feel this works. This face or half face. We don't know who this is. It could be someone who's 16. It could be someone who's much older. It could be somebody of any race. It could be a male. It could be a female. It could be somebody who's anorectic and can barely stand up. It could be somebody who is immensely obese or anything in between. It could be somebody sitting in a wheelchair. And this person could be dreaming about the food, about to eat the food. We don't know. So I love the universality of this, that it speaks to the whole gamut of our disease. Okay, I purposely have not listed prices since the cost will vary depending on your location, the time of year, and the company you work with. My biggest challenge so far has been in tracking how well the ad campaigns, each individual one, have worked. For example, Joe S. may have seen a billboard, mentioned it to his sister, who then attended an OA meeting, who knows, 2 years later. However, social media campaigns are much more readily trackable. So, my information, vicechair@oavirtualregion.org, please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, there is one question.
Okay, so somebody's saying, wow, I wrongly thought that we were not allowed to quote unquote advertise in public for OA. I thought it was word of mouth. And this person is saying, is the reason we can advertise because we're maintaining personal anonymity? For example, traditional 11 says that if we're, let's say, a celebrity directing people OA, that wouldn't be okay. But where if anonymously promoting the program, it would be all right. The answer is yes, and yes. There's also other issues that come up, like let's say, I'm a cat fan. Okay, I've got cats. Let's say this cat litter I use, let's say it's Dr. Elsie's cat litter. I love it. And they say, you know, Diane, we hear you doing all kinds of great things with OA. Tell you what, we'll give you and anybody who's cat crazy in your organization a year's supply of cat litter if you mention Dr. Elsie's each time that you do a campaign. Right. So that's, we can't do that. That's an outside issue. And, you know, and nor can we say on our ads, yes, my name is Diane, you know, say my last name, which I won't say now, and give a, you know, qualification on a commercial, just like we wouldn't want some celebrity to do so. So I hope that helps a little bit. Again, you can reach out to me. Okay, some of these item ideas are very expensive. How are they being paid for? Okay, one of, you know, there's several ways. First of all, a lot of these I did with little or no money for our intergroups, and others, as we had money beyond our prudent reserve, we budgeted that for outreach, public info, professional outreach, and also filled out application for a Blitz fund. We have fundraisers. We have various events that bring in money through our seventh tradition. Do the ads already exist in other languages? These ads. Okay. These, the ones you see with the open mouth billboard, I created those, and you can, like I said, I'd be happy to give you the graphics, and you can put the text in your language. The commercial, the OA commercial, you'd have to check with oa.org and see how to do that. There is plenty of literature in the bookstore at oa.org that is available in other languages. Do you need to get anything you design approved by your local intergroup or service body? Most definitely. And there are some OA.org licensed pictures that you would need to get permission for. So it can't hurt to ask. You don't want to find out after the fact. Can you advertise on social media? Of course. We do that through Facebook and Instagram, and it brings in an army of newcomers. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource. Ellen, did you want to speak maybe a minute or two about Facebook or Instagram?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. I'm Helen, and I'm a compulsive reader, and we do a lot of social media advertising and advertising is not really the right word. Connection, looking for doing networking. There are so many eyes on the internet. Many of them are in social media, and we have actually done training, and we'll continue to do training for our intergroups. And we've done this in concert with other regions. We have a whole Carry the Message website where we teach people how to build websites. In fact, our very own moderator can talk to some of that too on building a website and building a Facebook page for Carrying the Message. Maybe Ed would like to chime in on that one.
Yes, I'm the PIPO representative for the Men's Intergroup, and we have a Facebook page, and we advertised on it for our website. Simple that just boost the website, and also we advertised for the last newcomers marathon. Diane was nice enough to make up ads for specific intergroups. And I think 5,000 people saw that ad. We may not get people to come, but again, it's carrying the message. I know for me, when someone tried to 12-step me, it took 9 years later to actually walk into the rooms. So we're putting that idea in people's minds, and it may not show up right away, but it could certainly can show up sometime later.
Okay, I mentioned in the presentation that the difficult thing for me has been in tracking how well our ads work. Again, so there's that question is in the chat. So let me just repeat what I said. So social media ad campaigns, you're able to get some hard data, so you can track that way. Again, with these other types of campaigns, especially the ones that I've created, it's a little bit trickier because we don't always get people coming in, ideally saying, "Oh, I was in the drugstore yesterday. I used the sanitizer and I saw about OA. So here I am." It's often like the example I said about me and the coffee in the supermarket. It's not always. And the person that ends up in the door might hear it from someone else who heard it from someone else who that person might have seen a billboard 6 months ago.
And there's a question in the or a comment that the ad was quite confronting and or triggering. Was that intentional?
Okay, I have heard people say that just like I have heard people say in meetings, please don't mention specific foods. I believe it's page 100 or 101 in the big book. I'd grab the big book right now and read it to you, but I'll just paraphrase instead. Any attempt to shield the alcoholic will be doomed in failure. Folks, you're going to see it wherever you go. Okay. I cannot leave home or walk out of my apartment without seeing or smelling food. It's a fact of life. I'm going to, when I walk to the elevator, I will smell the Italian cooking in the person 2 doors down. When I get in my car and I drive down the road, I will see a pizza restaurant, an ice cream store. That's life. That's what it is. And if someone is triggered, you know what? We've got more work to do. We do, all of us.
There's a question also about how do we reach young people, 18 to 40, and is there any shift that we can do towards that?
Yeah. We have a young persons intergroup within the virtual region. And if you go to oa.org and go into the tab where it says about, the second item is the virtual region intergroups, and you'll see that. But the young people, you can contact them and say, hey, how do you reach out? So some of the ways that I know that we've done outreach in the virtual region for young people is through areas near local campuses, colleges, universities, and the places that the young people would hang out, you know, that hub around the area, outreach there, radio stations in the area that they might listen to. Sending, I know that part of the ad campaign that I did with the mailing, a lot of that went to local universities. Now, there's a little bit of a technicality with OA that someone under 18, I believe it is, cannot attend an OA meeting without the presence of an adult. Doesn't have to be a parent, an adult. So, as much as I would like to go into elementary school and give talks about OA, and have these kids want to be able to come even online meetings, they would first need to come through an adult. And I've done that. I've actually spoken at schools where elementary and junior high, just to plant the seeds.
If I could just add, the men's intergroup has a TikTok page. TikTok, it's young people that really are doing TikTok. And we've done recordings and not shown any faces, just a 30-second share. And we've gotten responses to that. And I know, I believe the Footsteps intergroup also has a big TikTok page. So that's another source.
Right, going to the social media where it is of the of those ages. Another thing in creating ads, no direct faces. You saw that one was a cartoon. Even in when I publish OA newsletters and journals, I need to make sure that any pictures of people are the face is blotted out enough that really can't tell who that person is. Again, anonymity. Anonymity. Let me see if we have any more questions. Yes, you're able to do talks in general. And there's also campaigns. People in OA do this at health fairs. I know a local bariatric group, you know, doctors who do weight loss surgery. And part of the aftercare is there's a support group. I've sent literature and information there that they've been happy to share with their post-operative patients as a supplement, a complementary aid, not in any way to say, no, instead of like people before surgery or anything like that. It's like, no, hey, use this too.
There's a question. If you're on TikTok and just search for men's intergroup of OA, it is there. That's all you need to do. And it does not cost anything for a TikTok account. And I believe if you, I'm not sure about Footsteps, but I would bet if you put in Footsteps, you might be able to find it. And
Yeah.
again, on those the ads that we did on TikTok, we used fictitious names, so you're not going to find my name there.
And also you can go to the OA virtual region or any other OA Facebook page, even the World Service page, and see, take some lessons out of their playbook of how they've put together their Facebook sites. And in terms of food, again, circling back there, I went and got one of my big books. For me, I believe as long as it's something in pictures is not food porn, where it's coming off the page at me and I want to eat it. Yeah, so okay, page 101, third paragraph down in the big book. It's our belief any scheme of combating alcoholism which proposes to shield the sick man from temptation is doomed to failure. If the alcoholic tries to shield himself, he may succeed for a time, but he usually winds up with a bigger explosion than ever. We've tried these methods. The attempts to do the impossible have always failed.
There's a question. Are we able to do, you mentioned that not to do talks in elementary schools. Are we able to do talks in general?
Yes, we can do talks in general. We can even do talks in elementary schools where what the way I did it was a book fair. So parents were there with the kids. It was a PTA function. So it was really aimed at the parents. Of course, kids kind of playing and running around. I'm sure they heard whatever they might have heard. And I know for me, looking back, wow. Maybe I might not have been in OA in 1966 when I was 5 years old and already had a problem with food, but maybe in some facet of my brain, I would have at least had the seed planted that there's other people like me and I'm not an abomination.
I just want to add to that, my local land intergroup in the Boston area, a few years ago, the American Psychological Association had their convention in Boston. And we had a booth at the convention. Now, we weren't dragging people over to our booth, but we had many people that did not know about OA came over and I was willing to tell my story. A few other people were willing to tell theirs, and we had information for the professionals. As I said, a lot of people who didn't know that OA existed now know OA exists. Thank you very much, Diane.